27th November, 1945. The Nick Shapem, Treasure. I opened a yesterday's letter and read it. The march to Skandashramam was undoubtedly a happy trip. But on deep thinking, one thing could not but strike my mind. In a song, Vinakota Venkataratnam writes, "He satisfies the hunger and sends them away, but allows not anybody to see the path to realization. He behaves as one attached and non-attached. Having shown the path, he never cares to inquire further." These words seem to have come true. So long as we were there in Skandashramam, he spoke on some topic or another, and after feeding us to the full, commanded us to disperse. Notice this. By this alone we were overjoyed and upset, losing body consciousness. The real wealth, the nectar-like treasure, must have been hidden by him somewhere in Arunachala. Without allowing us to trace and find out that treasure, he made us forgetful of our real object by administering intoxicants like Pulliyodara, Dadhyonam, etc. None had opened his lips to ask Bhagavan of that treasure. But the fault really lies with us. This was not the kind of food we really required, but of a different variety, the ekarasa, the one without a second. It is said that even a mother never gives anything without being asked. We only silently murmur about some want. But if we yearn for it with genuine hunger, would he not feed us with the spiritual food of everlasting knowledge? He is the ocean of love and sympathy. We didn't know how to ask him for it. How is he affected thereby? He kept his treasure hidden safely in Arunachala as if it were his own house. How striking are the actions of Mahatmas. He always fixes his gaze on it through the window. He never becomes unaware of this hidden treasure, even for a moment. Is it possible for people like me to find out that treasure? He bestows it on us only when we acquire the requisite merit. It is said that gifts according to one's deserts should be made, and seed according to the nature of the soil should be sown. Though we possess among us such a bestower as our guru, we are not able to attain that treasure, the reason being our own incompetence. What do you say? Is it not true?